I'm over here in the Tampa Bay locker room, and I got the man here for the Rays.
My name's Johnny DeLuca. I'm a center fielder, outfielder for the Rays.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
L.A.?
Yeah.
L.A. boy wound up in Tampa.
Yeah, I know. Got traded. I was with the Dodgers, got drafted by them, and then traded back in 23.
So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been great. I mean, obviously it's a ton of work. It's stress. It's going in day and out. You know, I think discipline has been the biggest thing and staying consistent. I was injured a lot last year, so taking care of my body, what I'm eating, how I'm exercising, how I'm stretching, working out, all the prep work that goes in, pretty much everything I'm doing besides playing the game has been the biggest difference for me. And then you can go out and we all know how to play the game. You just go out there and the work you've done is going to show on the field. So I think for me it's been just, you know, growing in discipline and growing in consistency.
So when you say you were injured last year, I mean, given how tough it is for this role to get to the big leagues, how much of a fear is it once you get injured that might be the end of your career?
Yeah, I think, I mean, having something other than baseball and identity, for me it's been faith of being like, okay, even if this was the end of my career, I'd be all right at the end of the day. But yeah, there's obviously, like, being human, there's stress and, you know, working so hard and going out there and getting injured and being like, dang, I, you know, injury after injury. I think I had 3 last year, so, you know, all that hard work, and it kind of feels like a waste. But then you get back up and you try again, and you figure out different things and different ways how to, you know, compete.
And they say you build a team around center field, shortstop, catching, outside of pitching. So, I mean, you're the center fielder, you must be the man out there.
Well, I'm playing all 3. Me and Sid, I'm playing center. So, but yeah, I mean, I love taking control out there, and I love to run. So, anytime I can go run for a ball, I love to do that. And I've been working a lot on my speed and trying to keep up with Chandler. So, I don't know if that's going to be possible, but yeah, I have fun out there.
So, to play center field, they say you got to have some wheels.
Yeah, a little bit. So, I think I got clocked at my fastest I've been this year, so I'm pretty stoked on that.
What was your 60 time?
60 back in college, my fast was 6.3.
Come on, 6.3.
Yeah, 6.3.
Well, now, you know, I used to scout, man.
Yeah.
6.9 was average major league speed.
Yeah.
6.6 was good instead of fast.
Yeah.
Now, I heard about some 6.3, 6.2.
There's guys running 6.1s now.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. 6.1's lasered. There's guys running that right now, I guess. I don't know if that's possible, but.
No, they said it's brother speed. Now, what
yeah.
You
doing
know,
they got
speed?
I don't
know. I saw you making some diving catches. What you doing out there leaving the feet?
Yeah, I love diving. Honestly, it's, for me, I feel like it's almost easier to, you know, quiet your head. That one yesterday was a little weird because it was like knuckling or the wind took it, but. Yeah, I mean, if I could die for a ball I think I'm going to get, then I'm going to die for it.
So you're just out there showing off yesterday.
Yeah.
So what is it like, you know, being out on the field, you know, when a coach calls ball, we go on road trips, we get back to the hotel, the guys watch ESPN for them, done moments. I mean, you know, what is it like seeing these guys that you watch on TV and all of a sudden you're in the same field with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously at first it's crazy. It's, you know, I think one of my first spring training games, I was in right and Trout was hitting. And now it's like pretty surreal. I watched that guy my entire life growing up. And so to be on the same field as a guy like that, or, you know, a guy like Shohei is pretty surreal. And then, you know, you keep playing and you're like, hey, I can, you know, maybe not do what they're doing, but I can hold my own, I guess you could say. But yeah, it's definitely pretty surreal to play with those guys.
Now, what major league guys have you asked for the autograph? Come on, tell the truth.
I'm telling you that I haven't asked for one because I'm not an autograph guy. I don't keep memorabilia, and but I mean, if I were to, it'd probably be Shohei or Trout. Yeah.
Okay. So who are your heroes growing up?
Baseball wise. Trout for sure. I watched a lot of Manny Ramirez. I love Manny Ramirez. He was like my favorite. I know, it's kind of funny. When he was with the Dodgers, I was an LA boy, so Dodgers in 2009, I think it was. Yeah, big Manny Ramirez fan. Charlie Blackman, Andrew McCutchen. I watched a lot of Edgar Martinez. He was before me, before my time, but still watched a ton of video. Yeah, those were kind of the guys.
Now, You're going to name all the heavyweights, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So do you sometimes just pinch yourself like, wow, I'm really in the big leagues?
Oh, every day. Every day, man. I try to, you know, stay grounded and be grateful for, you know, what God has given me, and what a blessing it is to go out and have an able body and able mind to go out there and compete. So it's pretty surreal.
And people don't know, you know, you guys go through a lot of adversity, ups and downs, highs and lows, but on this team, you guys are like a family. There's a bond that goes beyond just on the field.
For sure. I mean, all these guys, we come from different backgrounds, different cultures, and we come together on the field to compete, and I think it's pretty special the connection we all have. We're spending more time here than we do with, you know, families and people that are super close to us, so we all have to be super close, and I love every one of these guys.
Let me take you back down memory lane right quick, last couple of courses. Your first major league hit, what was that against?
Ranger Suarez, Phillies. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
First major league home run.
Home run?
Home run.
I think it was July 4th, 2023, against the Pirates, Perdomo, left-handed pitcher on the mound.
You know the date, time,
yeah,
and everything.
Everything, man.
So, got the ball?
Yeah, I gave it to my dad.
Gave it to your dad?
Yeah.
Dad, I'm coming to get that ball.
Yeah.
Exactly. Last course, every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. In the big leagues. What was it like when you got that call into the big leagues?
It was emotional. It was kind of everything you've dreamed of coming together. As a kid, you dream of it, and I was able to call my parents, cry a little bit, and
I finally got somebody to admit they cried. Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't mind admitting that one bit. But yeah, it was something pretty special, and I always remember it.
Did mama cry?
Oh yeah.
We know mama cried.
Yeah, mama cried.
Daddy cried.
Dad cried too.
No, Daddy was like, that's my boy. Hey, oh, man, he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Coach with the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.